Hey, everybody. We're in the midst of a few months of focusing on movement skills for climbers. But honestly, I'm not happy with just putting more info out there. So we're making an effort to not only collect the dots, but to connect the dots. And the main place I'm doing that is in our monthly newsletter, The Current. Once a month in your inbox, you'll get not a sales email, but my recent light bulb moments or interrogations of how we've always done things and what we could maybe be doing better. You'll also get the dots connected for you between all of the podcast episodes, blog posts, YouTube videos, and more, so that together we can learn, grow, and excel. The link is right there in your show notes. Thanks for the support.
Maybe don't know.
What's up, everybody? I am your host, Chris Hampton. Welcome to episode 53 of the Power Company Podcast, brought to you by PowerCompanyClimbing.com. I am here in Salt Lake City for Outdoor Retailer, and frankly, I'm going hard here. If you guys follow me on Instagram, then you know that I've been doing a ton of interviews and conversations for the podcast with some big names. I just had some great conversations with Steve Mache and with Kerry Cooper and with the folks down at Gnarly Nutrition. We did several talking about BCAAs and protein and what their line has to offer. And I got to have a conversation with Dan John, and I'm actually about to go work out with Dan this morning, which is a little bit nerve-wracking, to be honest, but really exciting. So I'm pushing hard for you guys. We got some great things coming up. And frankly, you know, this thing has become an addiction, and I'm going to cut myself off a little bit from doing as many interviews in the next few months, because I've got 40 waiting to go out to you guys. So, and some really, really amazing conversations in there. So I can't wait for you guys to get those. Just a quick reminder, if you happen to be in Missouri, we will be there through mid to end of August. We'll be in Kansas City, we'll be in Springfield, and we'll be in St. Louis. So look us up at either Rock Climbing Gym or Zenith Climbing Center or at Climb So Ill, where we'll be seeing a lot of familiar and friendly faces, and we're looking forward to that. So look us up out there, please. We've got lots of exciting things coming, but I'm not going to tell you guys all about that right now because you've been hearing a lot about it already, and you'll be hearing a lot more very soon. Instead, we're going to jump right into this really great conversation with a friend of mine named Kerry Scott. Kerry is a North Carolina climber who is very, very unassuming, but is very, very badass. And Kerry and I sat down in Chattanooga last winter to talk about a topic that is pretty, divides people for sure. And that's this idea of spray. And for me, I can make a clear distinction between spray and being proud of yourself. And I hope that after we have this discussion, you guys are able to see that too. Because I like for people to be proud of themselves, and I'm proud of myself often, and proud of the people that I work with, and proud of my friends. So I don't think that putting your accomplishments out there into the world is a bad thing. And I'm glad that Kerry feels the same way, because as you'll hear, you know, something that she accomplished inspired me as well as lots of others. So
We just kind of decided together that since we like hearing about what our friends do, our friends probably like hearing about what we do. So we have an agreement that we're just always going to tell each other when we do something that we're proud of. And honestly, it's probably one of the best decisions we've ever made. This time to build.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Well, good job.
Thank you.
So the reason I wanted to talk to you, and I'll kind of give everybody a little brief background here. Nate and I, on our workshop tour this summer, came through North Carolina to Triangle Rock Club, and you coach the team there. You're one of the coaches.
Yep.
And I'm an observer. I think that's just my nature. So you're very unassuming and humble. Like I never, when you pulled onto the wall, I didn't expect to see what I saw. And I'm not often surprised by people the way that I was surprised by your climbing. So I took notice and I watched quite a bit and you were crushing in the gym, you know, and I see lots of people in the gym who don't necessarily crush outside. And I know because you're in North Carolina and because you're a college student, you're probably not getting out a ton. But then up pops this post on Instagram that you had done. And I'll just go ahead and read a little part of it. It says, absolute disbelief. I sent my dream route today, proper soul, 514A. I can't believe how lucky I am to have an entire community of people who have supported me through this. Especially, and then you mentioned several of your friends. And I was super stoked for you.
Thank you.
Like, holy shit, that's amazing. But then it was also like, wow, I'm so glad she put this out there. Because you're like, there's so many hidden crushers who never talk about what they do. And that's great. But I love to see the people come out of the woodwork who are doing really cool things and put it out there. And when I mentioned this to you the other day at breakfast, you brought up that it was sort of a conscious effort, like you had talked about this.
Yeah, definitely. It does feel kind of weird, and I know a lot of people are uncomfortable with it because I guess people think that it seems kind of like bragging. And I've been really fortunate to have a lot of people in my life who have been like really supportive and are also doing really awesome things. And my roommate over the summer was definitely one of them. And we kind of just decided that we get really psyched when we hear what our friends are doing. And I absolutely totally love it when Carolyn comes up to me just like screaming about how she led her first 5.8. Like that was super awesome. And we just kind of decided together that since we like hearing about what our friends do, it like our friends probably like hearing about what we do. So
yeah,
we have an agreement between the two of us and one of our other friends that we're just always going to tell each other when we do something that we're proud of. And honestly, it's probably one of the best decisions we've ever made because kind of like every day I come home and my roommate has something awesome to share, or like even if you don't, we're just kind of like trying to stay positive and focus on like little things that we've accomplished, and it just makes everything a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And it's like, as a coach, you must like feel some pride and some stoke yourself when your kids do something cool.
Oh, definitely.
And when your friends do it, you know, it's even that much bigger. But that's all kind of insular. Like, you know, you're still not necessarily spraying, as the bad term is.
Right.
And when you're telling your friends, so.
And it's easy to keep up with, like, your immediate friends.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, my best friends know what I'm doing on a daily basis, and I know what they're doing. But there's also, like, especially within the climbing community, when you travel to all sorts of different places, like, you meet a lot of really cool people. And I like hearing about what they're doing, and there's no way I'm going to hear about it unless they're the ones that are telling me.
Right.
So.
Yeah, totally. And is that why you put it on Instagram? Was it? How much of it was your own psych? Like, oh God, I just want to put this out there. And how much was it, I want the people I know who are following me to see what I just did.
Ooh, probably like a little bit of both. I was definitely just really, really stoked about it. And it was something that I wanted to share with like people who were following me or people who knew me. And I knew that like my friends back home would be pretty stoked for me as well. So it was just kind of exciting to post about.
Yeah, and there were a bunch of comments. Like people were stoked.
I was shocked. There was so much more support than I was expecting. It was honestly really incredible.
Yeah, and I think I feel like that's missing. You know, from some of these guys out there who, don't get me wrong, it's totally fine if you don't want to talk about what you've done. If you don't want to spray about it, don't spray about it, you know? I have no problem with that. What I get frustrated with are the people who try to push that idea that you shouldn't talk about what you do onto everyone else.
Yeah, definitely.
Even some of the people I admire talk about the people who don't spray or who don't talk about what they do as if those people get more credit for doing it that way. And I don't necessarily believe that. I think that they're doing what they want to do, and that's great. But I also love to see people out there inspiring everyone else. You know, that's why I got so stoked on your post when I saw it, was because it's just not common for people to publicly show that they're excited about what they're doing.
Which is kind of a shame. People do really cool things all the time. Yeah. And it does. It like gets everybody stoked about things. And, you know, I feel like a couple of people posted and said that they were really inspired to go and train harder that day or like do something. And that was really amazing for me to hear that I had posted something that had inspired somebody to like go and do something else.
Totally. That's the biggest part of it. How did the team respond?
Oh, the team.
Because you got some little crushers in there.
Yeah, they were really stoked. I actually, there's a kid on the team who really wants to go out and try the climb, which is awesome for me because my coach was the one who inspired me to try
Will.
The climb. Yeah, Will Anglin.
Yeah, shout out Will.
How's it going? And so now I get to be the coach who inspires someone else to try the climb.
Yeah.
And this kid on my team can definitely do it. So that would be super cool. He just needs to get out there and put a little bit of work in it.
Yeah, I think that's huge. Tell me a little bit about the story of Will inspiring you. I know you posted again on Instagram with that story, which I also think is a big thing because a lot of people don't tell the background. They don't tell the story. And it's, you know, knowing that story, knowing that Will's the first one who inspired you to check it out. And at first you were like, meh, whatever. You know, I think that's super cool. Like completing that story for me makes the story even more powerful. So,
yeah, I thought that was a fun little story. As I grew up climbing on the Urchex climbing team in Maryland, and he was the head coach for, actually, was he the head coach in Maryland? Well, he was one of the head coach of Rockville maybe for a year or so. And he was crushing out at the new, and my friend Evan and I were really stoked on climbing at the new, and Will would always have a list of routes for us to go and try, which was helpful because we were just starting to climb outside and didn't really know like what to do, what to get on. And so he always had recommendations for us. And we absolutely loved it out there. The climbing there really suits me. It's like long, technical, put your foot by your face and lock off to your hip kind of climbing. Yeah. And so, yeah, we were getting psyched on all the climbs out there. So let's see. Will recommended Quinsana Plus and Dial 911, and we were working on those. And
was he just trying to scare you? Is that what was going on?
Maybe. I don't know. Will. He was picking all the crimpy climbs that, I don't know. But he told me to try. I just recently found out that he was on it. He said that he had been projecting it and like getting really pumped and thinking that
proper
it was
soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he sent it, but he was thinking like, oh man, I'm really pumped, but Carrie Scott would love this because that's always been one of my strengths is endurance, and mm-hmm. Proper Soul is a very long endurance route. So he came back to the gym one practice and was like, yo, you should get on Proper Soul. I was like, oh, cool. What is that? He's like, 514 at the new. I was like, I haven't even sent 13 outside, so maybe later. But it kind of stuck around something like in the back of my head.
Yeah. I think that's a big credit to Will, too, that he was out there trying something, getting pumped, and thought, oh, Carrie should go do this, you know? And I think sometimes that's tough for a coach to suggest to the people they're coaching, like, you should come and try this thing that's hard for me. You know, that's tough to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he did. Even at the time, I, like, didn't ever want to get on it or wasn't really thinking about it, but mm-hmm. It was something that stuck in the back of my head. Is like,
and had you climbed 513 yet at that point?
I don't think so.
Right.
I'm not sure.
You're a forward thinker, Will. We like it.
But yeah, so I think I had it in the back of my head as something like, one day I'm gonna send 514 and I want it to be Proper Soul at the new, because the new is one of my favorite areas. And like really the first crag that I like regularly went to, we would make weekend trips there pretty frequently. So it kind of feels like my home crag, even though it's a little far away. But
yeah. And you said in your Instagram post that the day you did Apollo Reed, mm-hmm. which was your first 13A, is that right?
It was my first 13A at the new.
At the new. Okay.
Yeah.
The day you did it, Vasya said you should go try Proper Soul.
Yeah. That was kind of a funny one. I had fallen on the crux of Apollo, like right at the top, like 3 times, and mm-hmm. I was about ready to give up.
You said 3 like it was a lot.
Okay, like 3 times that day.
Okay.
I've been on it before.
Okay.
But like, yeah, 3 times in one day, and I was like, because it's a lot of climbing before that,
it is,
too.
It really is.
So I was definitely getting tired, and then like Vasya strolls in, and I'm probably a little starstruck and whatever. And we watched him at the time, the Dihedral Project, which starts on Apollo and then cuts right, I think. And then, I don't know, some crazy hard.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it
I think
goes.
It's called Journeyman now.
Okay.
And anyway, so he was working on that, and he's just like a super friendly guy. He actually like shouted down to Evan and I and was like, what do you think I should do here? And we were like, I don't know. I'm going to get back on my 12s.
Yeah.
But so then I decided to give Apollo one more try, and I was really excited that Vasya and Evan were cheering me on, and
I
fought really hard through that crux. Like, there are a few times I've tried that hard, and that was definitely one of them. And so I sent her out, and I came down, and Vasya had mentioned that he had noticed that I had tried really hard and was super psyched on that. And he's like, wow, like, you fought really hard on that. It seems like you have a lot of endurance. Like, you should go check out Proper. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't know why people think that I can climb Proper.
Why do people keep telling me this?
Yeah. So the second time I had heard it was when I think it really stuck. And I was like, wow, like, someday I want to do that climb.
Yeah.
Which was cool, because then I tried it the spring semester of my freshman year and just fell all over the place. Probably skipped like 3 moves and didn't even make it to the chains, and was like, okay, so still not ready for this. But then earlier this year, I think at the end of August, I came back and tried it again, and actually just still fell a lot, but made it to the chains in less than like 45 minutes. So I guess that's...
Well, you know, I think that's part of the process. Like, when you're getting on a grade that you still believe to be over your head...
Mm-hmm.
Part of the process is just not making it to the chains.
Yeah. And I think it's good, because then you get on something, and even if it's too hard for you, you kind of see where you need to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And it keeps kind of calling your name. You're like,
yeah,
man, I wonder, maybe if I had tried this, you know, maybe I'll go back and try this instead. And then eventually you make it back there and you're like, oh, I've gotten better. Like, you can.
Yeah.
And then you start to believe more.
Right. Know?
I think that's really cool. So your roommate, which is, what's her name?
The one over the summer?
Let me look on your Instagram post. It says you told your roommate in 2015.
Oh, Hannah Smith.
Okay.
Roommate, best friend, soulmate.
And that was when you, like, 2015 is when you were like, I have to do this route.
Yeah. Like it was the beginning of...
Enough people have told me now.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, I need to go do it.
Yeah, beginning of my sophomore year, I got really stoked on it. And I think I... So the summer after my freshman year of college, I lived in the Red River Gorge and I worked at the Rock House and got to spend all of the time...
What year was that?
Summer after my freshman year. 2015? Yeah, 2015.
Oh, you were there in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
From like May to August.
That's why we never met, because I did not go there in the summer.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
But
sorry.
I think I learned a lot that summer, and I learned a lot about getting on hard routes and projecting for a little bit, and how like things just got easier the more you tried them.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back to school with a fresh psych the fall semester of my sophomore year, and I really, really wanted to make it out to the new and try Proper Soul and just like see where it went. And I told Hannah that I wanted to do it and didn't end up going to the new like once that semester.
Yeah.
I'm
curious about that actually, because I've read a bunch of studies and there's conflicting evidence that says putting your goals out there is a good thing and putting them out there is a bad thing, you know?
Really?
So, yeah.
I haven't heard the bad thing.
So the reason that a lot of people feel it's a bad idea to put your goals out there is because in a lot of people, it triggers the same chemical response as actually doing your goals. Putting it out there and saying, I'm going to go do this, makes them feel as good as if they did it. So then they never get around to going and doing it.
Interesting. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. So, and I'm not a fan of that. I'm a fan of putting my goals out there for everybody. My grandfather used to call it throwing your hat over the fence.
Well, because then you feel like a little embarrassed if you don't do them.
Yeah. And sort of. And for me, it's more like if I really want to do something, and this is the way my grandfather put it, if you really want to do something, you throw your hat over the fence. Meaning, if you want to climb the fence, but you're scared of it, throw your hat over. Then you got to go.
Right.
You know, you got to go get your hat. So that's what I like to do. If I have a goal that I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm being wishy-washy, I'm like, I'm just going to put it out there. Then I have to try it.
Right. You're kind of committing to starting it.
Yeah. And even if I fail, even if I don't reach my goal, you know, that's okay. I'm going to give it everything I can give because I know there are people out there counting on me to at least try it.
Right.
You know, that's how I feel about it. So I was curious if you had put your goal out there at all.
Yeah.
Was Hannah the only person you talked to, or were there others?
Hannah knew about it. And then once I started seriously trying it, people knew that I was like working on it and that I was interested in it. But I think Hannah might have been the only one who knew prior to me like really committing to it. So then I didn't really get around to trying it my sophomore year. I got a little slammed with school pretty much the whole year.
Which can happen.
Yeah. But the beginning of this semester, I think more people knew about it. Carolyn knew about it, and some of the other coaches.
And Carolyn's the new roommate. Is that right?
Yeah, Carolyn lived with me over the summer.
Okay.
She was subleasing from Hannah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Two of the best girls in my life. They're so awesome.
Yeah.
Those
are good to have around.
Yeah, they're super supportive and super positive people, and they're both like really stoked on their own goals. So it's just like a collective accomplishing, like working towards our goals thing, which is fun to have.
It's so cool to have.
Yeah, it's really motivating too, because even if like someone accomplishes something in like a completely different field, like it's still exciting to be around and motivating.
Totally. One of my favorite things is actually, you know, the collective, the power company collective. Paul and Blake and Nate and I all have a text thread, you know, that we are constantly texting each other on. And a lot of the times it just turns into, you know, oh, I tried this today. It was awesome. You know, I can't wait to get back to it. Or, you know, how did you do this move? Because, you know, this move felt really hard to me. Or it just becomes that stuff. Like we're constantly putting our goals out there, what we're doing, what we're trying, what we did that day. You know, even the failures get put out there. And it's always like, it becomes encouraging even about the failures. you know, which I think is super cool to have that kind of support group.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to fail a lot, and the people who stay positive around you, like, help you learn from them.
Did you get any kind of pushback at all off of the excited post? Was there anybody who was like, oh, you're just spraying? You know, did you hear any of that?
No, actually, I really didn't.
Yeah, good.
Which was awesome. I think most people have been really, really supportive and psyched for me, which is awesome. And if anyone does think I've been spraying, I haven't said so.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's kind of the case. Like, I've definitely heard it, but I spray in a much more public way and have for a long time. So I've heard it a handful of times, but but that means, you know, zero in comparison to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages I've gotten from people who are like, we're so stoked on what you're doing. You know, I love following you around. Or when I meet total strangers out at the boulders, you know, three times today I met people who knew me from Instagram and were like, how's Golden Harvest going? You know? And I'm like, this is cool, you know? And I feel like even if I don't send the boulder, I still win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still have gotten people super stoked to go try something hard for them.
Yeah.
And shown them that it's okay to put it all out there, put all your chips in on one hard thing, and maybe not do it.
Yeah.
But when you do it, that's even more special. So.
Yeah, there's another little story too proper that hasn't been shared, but
are we going to share it?
We are going to share it.
Nice.
It's
exclusive
a little
exclusive content.
A little romantic shout out to my boyfriend who actually messaged a bunch of people that I've talked about who he knows that are like my close friends and had them write letters to me, which was crazy. But he worked on this with Hannah. They like,
what's boyfriend's name?
Alex Brooks.
Good job, Alex.
But Hannah and him schemed together and got a bunch of my closest friends to write some letters. And the first one was from Alex, and it was good. So, you know, telling people your goals. The first time that I like went to the new and I was gonna try proper, I almost backed down because I was still really kind of afraid and intimidated by it and had a really bad mindset of not wanting to get on and fall all over it and embarrass myself, which was, I'm not proud of. Like, that's a bad mindset.
It is, but it happens to all of us.
Yeah. I think as long as you're being respectful and not taking a bajillion hours on a climb, like, go for it. Fall over it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like I just said, it happens to all of us. So working your way through that process is what we all do.
But so I'm glad that I told him and Hannah that I wanted to do this thing, because when we got to the new and I almost backed out of it, I opened up and read his letter, and it was, I hope that you're standing in the Cirque and staring up at a beautiful climb that inspires you, and good luck. And he told me that it's going to feel hard and that's okay. And so that was really awesome. And then every weekend,
Alex, I know I'm going to get messages wanting to know if you have a brother. So we'll probably have to clarify that before I put this podcast out.
Gosh, but I hope I'm not completely embarrassing him.
That's okay. It's what we do.
All right, cool. But yeah, so then every weekend after that, before I left to go to the new, he would have like two more letters for me, and it would be such a surprise. And I wasn't allowed to open them until I got there. But
oh, so he didn't give you all the letters at once?
No, he saved them, and he had people tell him like what they wrote about so that he could give them to me at appropriate times.
Wow. What if she had flashed it, Alex? What if she had just done it that first day?
Definitely not. But yeah, so it was cool because I was definitely expecting it to take a lot longer than it did. And that was kind of cool for me to feel like I was embarking on like a long journey. But, you know, some of the letters were about how, like, from people who had been on the climb and who knew the cruxes, and they were like, did you fall here? Or did you fall there? Like, you know, it's okay. Like, that's a heartbreaking fall, but the fact that you're out there and you're trying something that's hard for you is so awesome and like a great experience, and you're going to learn a lot from it. So that was awesome to read. And all of these were just like kind of meant to like pull me out of a rut if I were to get in one.
That's one of the coolest things I've ever heard of, and definitely good job, Alex. I wouldn't have thought of that. So
yeah,
I think that's pretty amazing.
So that was pretty special.
Yeah, I think it helps to have that good support network, and I think maybe that's part of what makes you secure in sharing it, you know, putting it out there for the rest of the world. And I honestly wish more people saw that, felt that way. You know, I get messages from people all the time who are, because we have tons of clients, and they're like, oh, I don't want to spray in a public forum, but you know, your plan helped me do this and this and this. And I'm like, that's great. You know, awesome. I'm stoked for you. But think of all the other people who would be stoked if you just share it on our community page or whatever, you know? So I think that's extra, extra cool. And I think Alex and Hannah and Carolyn, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
I think they all get points. They all get credit for helping you share it, because so many people got something out of that send.
I'm glad to hear that.
It wasn't just your victory. It was everybody who saw the post and everybody who commented and liked. And we had a conversation about it over dinner. I was having dinner with Nate and Annalisa and our friends Eddie and Rachel. And there were several other people there. It was Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving dinner. Was it? Maybe it was Thanksgiving leftovers. Anyway, we had a big dinner in Lexington, and we all ended up having a conversation about your send on Proper Soul, because I brought it up to Nate, like, hey, did you see Carrie did this, you know? And he was like, yeah, I saw that. And we all talked about it. So, you know, those, they're ripples, those things, they just keep carrying on. So, and it'll carry on again. As soon as I put this out, people are going to be stoked again. So that's the huge benefit of putting yourself out there and sharing that. And I know it's not easy. I know it takes thought, because it has been stigmatized for some horrible reason to spray. Like, spray is this bad word, you know, and I wish it weren't, but it
is. I feel like, you know, someone definitely, well, Carolyn and Hannah have always been there, and we have our system of like staying positive and telling each other when we accomplish things that we're proud of. But there were definitely people when I was growing up who kind of told me that it was okay to be proud of yourself or to do things, and that was definitely like something that I needed to hear in order to kind of be this positive and confident. And so maybe this will be something that we can tell everyone else, it's okay to be proud of yourself.
Yeah, and I think your kids are gonna take that away too.
I hope so.
You know,
they're really good at staying positive.
They are. They're a really good group. And you know, I think one of the things that we worked on while we were there, and they were already frankly good at, was just, you know, communicating with each other,
mm-hmm.
instead of always just looking to the coaches, you know, communicating with each other and helping each other and supporting each other. And I really think that having you put yourself out there like that is gonna, they're all gonna see that, you know, they know how to use Instagram better than I do, I'm sure. So they're all going to see that and be super stoked for it. And I just think it's huge. I think that has waves that you can't even know are happening, you know? So, yeah, so I'm stoked. And thank you for putting that out there.
Well, thank you.
All right. I think that's good.
Sweet.
I don't want to keep you too long. I know you got your whole cabin of friends down here who are
frankly probably asleep at the moment. I think we've been rolling with the 9:30 bedtimes recently.
Yeah, I need to get with that program. So all right, thanks Carrie. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. I really love seeing and hearing about especially young people right now being able to publicly be proud of their accomplishments without having that pushback. You know, the climbing community can be old and surly, and it's really cool to hear that Carrie didn't have any pushback, and that she'll do it again. You know, the next time she's proud of herself, she'll do it again, and I'm really looking forward to that. And Alex, again, good job. That's brilliant. All of you boyfriends out there, take note. Man, we got so much coming up. It's so hard to even tell you all about it, so I'm just going to wait to tell you about it. You know, if you're in Missouri, to look us up, middle to end of August. We'll be at your gym. We'll also be in Boise, Idaho, at the very end of August, 25th, 26th, 27th, I believe. So if you're in Boise, come and see us at Asana. We're really looking forward to getting to know the community out there as well. And one more time, thanks to Carrie for sitting down and doing this. I know it's even harder to, you know, spray, so to speak, about your accomplishments on a podcast than it is to just post an Instagram post. So thanks, Carrie. I really appreciate that, and I hope to see you again soon. And I hope to see all you guys very, very soon. Lots of things coming up. In the meantime, you can find us on the Instagrams. You can find us on the Facebooks, and we would love for you to be our friend and like us over there on the Facebooks. You can find us on the Pinterest. If you're a Pinterester, is that what you guys call yourselves, Pinteresters? If you're a Pinterester, go look for us. We got lots of stuff up there. And you can find us at powercompanyclimbing.com, but you cannot find us on the Twitters because we don't tweet. We scream like eagles. This time,